Right now, I'd like to welcome to the show here. His name is Edson Whitney. You may have heard of him last year on the show. He is from the Milford Readers and Writers Festival. That's right. So that is coming up here. It's happening today and through the weekend here in Milford, Pennsylvania. You got to check it out. Where he's also the chair of the board there and the co-chairman of the festival. So, Edson, it is such a pleasure to have you on once again this year. How are you doing during all this?
Doing fine, Kevin, and just sorry that I can't be there in person like I was last year. Things have obviously changed, and that's why our festival has changed as well. But good to hear your voice, and sorry I can't be there with you and Bud and the rest of the crew in the studio.
Oh, that's all right. We understand. I mean, listen, there's a pandemic out there. You can only do so much at, you know, certain points of time. So we just appreciate you popping on for a few minutes today. But this year is going to be kind of different than the past few years. It is your fifth year, right, doing the Milford Readers Writers Festival, isn't it?
Correct. It's our fifth year, and we had big plans for this year, which we had to alter. Mm-hmm. We had a board meeting in March and thought, well, you know, what's it looking like for September? By April, we were pretty sure that we weren't going to be able to bring 300 people into a small theater in Milford, and we canceled the festival. And then in May, we thought, wait a minute, we can't do this. We can't cancel this. We've got our readers out there, our loyal fans that have been with us for 4 years looking forward to this. Mm-hmm. So we decided to take it virtual, and that's what we're doing this year.
So what was the idea by going virtual this year? Like what was the thinking behind that? Was it just we need to just keep this event going this year, or was it more than that?
Well, it was keep the event going, keep our name out there, and respond to. We've got a lot of loyal fans who come back year after year, some of them from quite far away. They look forward to it, and we thought, you know, we can't let our fans down. It's our fifth year. Let's try something new. Let's try something virtual, and we went back to some of our, we called it our alumni from earlier festivals, mm-hmm. and see if they wanted to join, and a lot of them responded, especially Gloria Steinem, who was in our first festival 5 years ago, jumped on it, and will be headlining it tonight at 7:30.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. See, now, and also you can reach a more global audience, too, with being virtual, right? People don't have to travel to a certain destination, isn't that right?
That's exactly right. Gloria, we talked to her yesterday. We were doing all the pre-staging for this the last couple of days with all the authors together, you know, setting up the times, the lighting, the microphones, making sure everything worked. So Gloria's in California. One of our New Yorker cartoonists is in Austria. So the authors are scattered around as well, but we can all come together on the virtual platform. I've sent it out to my network. I've worked in Africa, Middle East, and Asia, so I sent it out to all my friends who've seen it on my Facebook but could never quite get here. Now they can attend if they're in Europe or Thailand, Bangladesh, or Swaziland. So it is global this year.
Absolutely, which is something, you know, to behold in itself, too. You can get more people in, more people exposed to the Milford Readers and Writers Festival. So that's really great to hear, too. There's going to be four special conversations here. You just named some of the names there. It's your fifth year doing this. So go over a little bit about what these conversations might be and how it's kind of going to go down this year for the Milford Readers and Writers Festival.
Right. Okay. So we're having four conversations tonight, Saturday night, and Sunday night, each starting at 7:30. And then one on Sunday afternoon at 1:00. So tonight is Gloria Steinem, who is in conversation with Suzanne Levine, one of our co-founders of the festival and the first editor of Ms. Magazine, which Gloria Steinem started in the early 70s. So Gloria is going to be talking about how the women's vote can shape the election, which I think is timely in the 100th anniversary of the women's vote, and looking at that and how the gender gap may play out in November. Gloria's also got a new book out, The Truth Will Set You Free, But First It Will Piss You Off, which I think is a great title. And she's also in a upcoming film that's going to be on Amazon at the end of the month, The Glorias. So she's in California, I think, working on that film right now. So that's our start tonight at 7:30. And just to remind people that these are all available on our Facebook page, on Twitter, and on our YouTube channel. You just tune in, go to our Facebook page, and it'll come on live. It's free. We are asking for donations, but it is free. On Saturday at 7:30, we're going to lighten it up a little bit with some famous New Yorker cartoonists, and we did a panel on this 2 years ago. Bob Eckstein, who's the author of a couple of books, is going to moderate the panel with Roz Chast and Matt DeFee. And the title of that one is Humor in Trying Times. So this is going to be an interactive one. We've already previewed this, and they're going to be showing a lot of their cartoons and how they deal with humor in a serious time. So that should be very interesting as well. Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, we're going back to science fiction. We always make science fiction a part of this because Milford, as many people don't know, was the home of the Milford Method, where in the 50s, all the top science fiction writers, Heinlein, Kurt Vonnegut, used to come to Milford, and they would critique each other's work in a thing called the Milford Method. So for that, we have Samuel R. Delaney, who is called Chip, but he's a well-known, one of the first black science fiction writers, and has a number of multiple Hugo and Nebula Award winner. And he's going to be interviewed by Gordon Van Gelder, who is also a science fiction writer. And the interesting part is they were both part of that Milford Method, Samuel, back in the 50s, when it actually started. So we're looking forward to that as well. Yeah. They're going to talk about science fiction and how a lot of science fiction actually predicts things like pandemics and how science fiction can be relevant to what's going on today.
Certainly the case for today, no doubt about this year, 2020. So that'll be very interesting, to say the least, on what they'll have to say. I look forward to that one. All right, so there's one more, I think, right?
Right, there is one more. So we wrap it up on Sunday evening, again, 7:30, with a young black gay author, George M. Johnson, who wrote his memoir about growing up black and gay in northern New Jersey in a middle-class household. And this is actually aimed at a young adult audience, just kind of exploring what it felt like for him, how he felt, hiding the fact that he was gay, being black, and so on. Very poignant, very well-written memoir. And he's going to be interviewed by Mark, with Mark King, who is a writer, journalist, HIV/AIDS activist, award-winning journalist that lives in Baltimore. And that session is going to be moderated by our own Sean Strube, mayor of Milford, also an activist and writer and co-founder and member of our board. So I think that'll wrap it up. As you see, we've got a very diverse set of panels, hopefully for everyone, from feminist writers to cartoonists, science fiction, and then something for the younger audience. So we're trying to hit all the audiences we can, and hopefully we will have a successful festival. It's our first ever time to try this. Technically, it looks like it's going to work. Fingers crossed that it will, but our run-throughs this week seem to go pretty well.
Absolutely. That's great that it has. We all know that there's technical issues everywhere in the world, especially right now, and figuring things out. Everyone's on the same learning curve, you know? And that's great, though, that you're able to do it this year. I'm glad that the Milford Readers and Writers Festival is able to happen. It's starting today. It's going through the weekend, so check out one of these four special conversations, if not all of them. There's also Q&A sessions as well, so make sure you check out their links on Facebook and Instagram and Milford readersandwriters.com as well for a website. There's just a lot to explore here. We're talking to Edson Whitney, the chair of the board and the co-chairman of the festival. And Edson, it's always a pleasure talking to you. And is there any information that where people can go and grasp information on what's coming up for this evening into the weekend? Is it your Facebook page? Where do you suggest people go for that?
Probably our website would be best, and that's at MilfordReadersAndWriters.com. All one word, MilfordReadersAndWriters.com. And on the homepage, you can see links to all of the authors, all of the sessions, including links to their books. Probably a little too late to read their book at this point, but if you enjoy the conversation, you can certainly click on the link. It'll take you to Amazon to buy the book if you want to read the book afterwards. It is free, but we are asking if people can to donate. There's a donate button on the homepage, and people, if they're so inclined and have the money, can donate. We appreciate any donations, but we are offering this, as I say, free this year, and hopefully next year we'll be back live and in person. And again, it's on, you go to our Facebook page. The Facebook page has, if you go to our page, we also have blurbs on all the things, all the authors there as well. And also Twitter and our YouTube.
Awesome.
So we're hoping for a big audience. Sean Struve, yesterday we were doing the run-through, said, how many people do we think we're going to have show up at this? And we said, we really don't know, but we've got so far 30,000 hits on our Facebook page on the various things we've been announcing on Facebook. So if that's any indication, our audience could be significantly larger than the 300 people that the Milford Theater holds.
Oh, man. Okay, well, as this sounds pretty amazing there, Edson. I'm really happy that you guys were able to have this year. It was a big deal last year, so glad everyone's getting on the virtual train for this one. And we're talking to Edson Whitney, everybody, who's, of course, the chair of the board, co-chairman of the festival for the Milford Readers and Writers Festival here 2020, all virtual this year, but it sounds amazing. Definitely check it out starting tonight, all right, going through the weekend through Sunday, 11th through the 13th. Edson, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on today. Really appreciate your time, and good luck with everything, and hopefully there's no technical issues. If there is, I'm sure people will definitely be a-okay with it, because they want this content so badly. So it sounds amazing. Edson Whitney, everybody, thank you so much, Edson, for popping on.
And thank you Kevin, and thanks to Bud and Mary for setting this up. Really appreciate it, and hope to see all of you virtually this evening and over the weekend.
Sounds good, Edson. Thank you so much for popping on. We'll see you next time. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin. Bye.